I know a lot of priests argue about what color we wear on this Sunday. They're adamant. No, it's rose, it's pink, it's salmon, it's blush, it's fuchsia. I'm not going to die on that hill. I think it looks more like Pepto-Bismol than anything. But I think it has an effect on us, whatever you call it. You smile when you see me wearing it. And that's part of this day. Gaudete, rejoice. It's a day during Advent that we set our sights on what's to come. And there's rejoicing in that. Over the last 2 weeks, I've talked about preparing for Christ's coming at Christmas. And we're over the hump. We're past that halfway mark now. Christmas is coming. And so there's excitement. There's reason to rejoice. But there's other reasons to rejoice too in this season. I was talking about preparation the last 2 weeks. Today's theme is the why of Christmas. The why of our rejoicing. In a word, it's restoration. This is the why of Jesus' coming at Christmas in the first place. It's the reason we prepare for him, to be restored in Christ. Next week, as we get closer to Christmas, we'll move on from the why to the how. But we want to focus today on the why, because it's really, really important. We need a Savior. We need someone to restore us. We can't do it on our own. And so we focus today on the restoration that Christ brings, the freedom, the liberation that he brings to captives. Over this last week, I was in the confessional over 12 hours here at our parish and at parishes around our area. And some might hear that and think, wow, what a depressing week, Father. Hearing all those sins, all those failures, all of those challenging moments in the penitent's life, that sounds like bad news. But for the priest, it's the opposite. Hearing all those hours of confession is a beautiful moment. I get a front row seat to what Christ is doing in the human heart in restoring what was broken, in bringing salvation to a person in need. That's exciting stuff for a priest. This theme of restoration, salvation. It's exciting to focus on this Gaudete Sunday of Advent. But to realize what we're being restored to, we have to first look at what's lacking. What is lacking since the fall of man and woman? And so we have to look all the way back to Genesis. What is broken that needs fixed? What is divided or alienated that needs restored? It's fourfold. There are four dimensions that each of us feel a division or something lacking in. Four different dimensions. A vertical dimension, a horizontal dimension, a dimension within me, and a dimension outside of me that's broken, wounded, divided, alienated, and needs restoration. And so we must first examine those areas before we see what we're being restored to. When Adam and Eve, our first parents, made that first sin, that bad choice, the world became divided. First, it was divided against God. That's this vertical dimension. We are separated because of our sins from the Father, from the Trinity, the God who made us. We were divided from him. And we couldn't do it on our own restoration. We had to be brought back to the Father by a Savior. So that's that first dimension, this vertical dimension, that we are divided between ourselves and God. And this needs to be restored. The second is a horizontal dimension. In our sinfulness, and Adam and Eve saw this with one another and with their children and all those who would follow them, we're divided against one another. Husbands and wives, parents and children, friends, we become enemies. And so there's this element or dimension where we need restoration. We are divided in our sinfulness against one another, the human family that Jesus wants to bring healing to. He wants to bring peace, unity, again, restoration. That's this horizontal axis that we need a Savior for. I mentioned there's an interior dimension that I experience division. This is between my faculties, my thinking and my choosing and my desiring, even my flesh and my soul. Things are not aright inside of me. That's what happens with sin. It divides us even within ourselves. I might think one way and choose another. You've probably said before, "Oh man, I just wish I could choose the right thing. I want to. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And we need a Savior to step into that, to step into my wounded life, my choosing, my flesh, my spirit, even the illnesses that we experience. Adam and Eve didn't get sick before the fall. And so this alienation and division within ourselves needs healing. It needs restored in Christ. And lastly, this area outside of ourselves. When Adam and Eve sinned and entered into our world, the garden became divided. The natural way of dealing with things became broken. Adam and Eve now had to fear the beasts. You know, before they were probably playing with the wolves and the bears, and now they're running from them. They're divided against nature. Hurricanes and earthquakes and blizzards, all of these natural disasters enter into the world. And so man is even warring against the natural realm. And we need a Savior there. We need someone to restore what is broken, what's been lost. Now, admittedly, this doesn't all happen overnight. I'm not restored to God, to my brothers and sisters, to nature. I'm not restored interiorly all at once. But when I invite the kingdom in, I begin to see fruit. Even think about that natural realm. We could think about throughout the history of the church, different figures like St. Francis, a figure who was restored to that original holiness. And look at the world around him that began to change. You know, we often see him as like a Dr. Doolittle, that he'd speak to the animals. This wasn't just a unique gift that he had. It was a sign of being restored to creation, restored to that natural integrity and unity, where he didn't have to fear Brother Wolf. He could actually be united with creation. We see this all throughout the history of the church. We see sinners reconciled to God. We see broken relationships, even marriages, come back together because of Christ, because of a divine worker. our human power would never be sufficient in healing these four areas. There's an ancient heresy of the church called Pelagianism. Pelagius was a theologian, and he thought, okay, if I just work hard enough, I can be restored. I can be brought back to perfection if I do it perfectly. And he's a heretic. He's wrong. None of us can restore ourselves to God. We can't be restored to our neighbor. We can't be restored to creation or restored internally by ourselves. We have to have a Savior. And so this, brothers and sisters, is the why of Christmas. It's the why that we rejoice. We need to be restored. And it's a beautiful thing to see a soul restored back in these areas. So as we enter into these sacred mysteries, into the Mass, the celebration of the Eucharist, the celebration of baptism in which this soul will be restored and brought back into right order, we ask our Savior, come, save us. Come, restore us. Heal us where we're broken, so that we would be made new.